They were having a great visit here with Melissa Weathers. Melissa and Robbie Weathers have Billy Goat Hill. And Melissa, really, for folks who I'm sure everybody's at some point or another been through here, but in case they haven't and not really sure what you have on the menu, tell us a bit about your menu and how you developed the menu you have today.
Well, I mean, we have, we're pretty much, I guess, a grill. We have lots of different sandwiches, and we try to incorporate sandwiches that would use our beef products and our chicken products. And then we, so we have that. And then we don't have a lot of entrees. We only have actually three entrees on the menu. We're looking at changing that up some here in the next month or so to get some more entrees for nighttime. So, because I feel like people like sandwiches for lunch, but they'd rather have an entree for dinner. Of course, we do a special every day, and we do like meatloaf every Wednesday. So everybody's gotten used to that, and they seem to enjoy us having that. We have desserts and salads. We have, of course, we have a breakfast menu, and I say the breakfast menu is suggestive. You know, people just look at it and then they kind of order what they want. So, I mean, you know, if it's a breakfast item and we can fix it, we'll most likely fix it. So, one of the things on our, of course, we make our own syrup. We make that here every day so that we don't buy that. And so it's just pure ingredients, no artificial anything in it. And that's... our pancakes, you asked about what we use farm to table. And though our pancakes are not labeled as being from Kentucky, they're actually the pancakes that come out of the plant in Hopkinsville. So that's another thing that we kind of look for, too. But other than that, that's our menu. We try to have a dessert every day if we can. Some days are not possible. Some days are. It just depends on the day and how many staff we have, and if my dessert lady is going to make any.
Right. All homemade desserts, then.
All homemade desserts, yes. Every once in a while, we do have a new dessert that's going to come in the next week or two, if I remember to go get ice cream. That is the problem. We used to have Cheney's ice cream when we had the store, because we had a cooler over there, but when we closed the store down, we didn't have room to bring the cooler over here. So as of now, we're not doing Cheney's ice cream, but we do hope to incorporate that back into the store and stuff once we get back open. We also had J&D Milk, which is out of Russellville, so we're hoping to get that back when we open the store back up also, so that we'll have even more small business Kentucky products to sell and to use here at the restaurant. But the dessert that we're going to get that's going to have the ice cream, it won't be homemade, but I think it's a fan favorite of one of my workers. Used to have a food truck, and it was the dessert that she did on her food truck, and people really enjoyed it. So now that she doesn't have the food truck anymore, she says we can start using that dessert.
You got me curious. Can you give me a hint yet?
Oh, well, it's just a fried honey bun with ice cream on top.
So, fried, you can't beat a fried honey bun.
Well, no, you can't beat fried anything, I don't think. And then on Friday nights, you asked about the menu. We do, because we use our own beef, we can only do steaks once a week, and that's on Friday nights, because a cow only produces so many steaks. So like tonight is New York strips and fillets. And then we do catfish, which I get out of Tennessee at a little fish store there in New Providence called Little's Fish Market, but their catfish is from the Kentucky Lakes. So that's why we serve that catfish instead of just buying catfish off the truck. So I go over there each week and get catfish from them.
You know, and I tell you, I am stuck probably on the cheeseburger. Every time I've come for lunch, my wife loves your salad. She's had your salad before, but I get a cheeseburger every time. I love the cheeseburger. Love the flavor of the beef, because I grew up on a farm. We still have in our freezer at home beef from our farm, and nothing like farm-raised beef.
Yes. Some people say how good it is, and of course, Robbie's background, he went to UK for 3 years, graduated from Western with his ag degree, and his focus was the genetics of the cow.
Okay,
so
right, yeah.
He has worked long and hard over the years to get the genetics down, to get the good quality, nice marbling beef on what we feed them. Now we don't fully grass feed our cows, because cows have to have fat I mean, they need a little fat on them to give them their flavor. That's what gives them their flavor is the fat. So, but we do pasture feed them, and then we finish them out with a grain. But in our pastures, they eat corn, turnip greens, radishes, clover, sunflowers. So they eat a lot of good stuff out there.
Absolutely. What breed do you have?
Well, right now they're Simmental Angus crossbreeds. But Robbie's granddaddy, when he first started raising cows on Billy Goat Hill, he raised the Santa Catruis cows.
Okay, really.
And so Robbie is wanting to get back to those roots. And so we have now got a Santa Catruis bull. And so we are breeding him with our Simmental Angus cows and heifers. And so eventually, hopefully, we'll be back to a full Santa Catruis field of cows. When we went to New Mexico 3 or 4 years ago, Robbie had gotten, he AIs most all of our cows. We had gotten some semen from a farm out there that sells some pretty nice cows. And Robbie said, I sure would like to go by and see that farm and just see it. But he didn't know what it was, so I looked it up and I said, well, it's pretty close. And he said, well, I don't know if they, you know. And so I just found their phone number and called them. And of course, our youngest child was like, oh my gosh, why are you doing that? Because she doesn't. I said, that's how you get to know people. So they invited us in, and we probably spent an hour or two there, and he toured all their cattle. And they also raised pinto beans. So when we left there, we left with two big bags of pinto beans. And they're really nice people, and that's where he gets most of the semen from, is from their bulls. So it's interesting. I try not to know too much about the cows.
Robbie and I share that love. When I was in college at Western, I majored in communications, minor in animal science, and my real love was genetics. I loved the genetics, and I thought it was always fascinating how you could, a black cow and a black cow, or sometimes you get a red one. Really fascinating. I love the story there. I love what you guys are doing here at Billy Goat Hill. And I have to say, as I said earlier, my favorite is still the cheeseburger, and it has a great flavor to it. But you guys have a variety of other items in here for lunch as well. And the pancake in the morning, that pancake is huge.
Yeah, it depends on who makes it, how big it is. Some days it's big, some days it's not. It just depends. But, we try to make sure that you're full when you leave out of here. So that's our goal, is to give you good quality food at a reasonable price. But with these egg prices, who knows how reasonable things can be anymore. I sure wish we could sell farm-raised eggs here, but they have to be USDA inspected.
We were here for breakfast, the mayor had one of those huge pancakes, Frank McReynolds. I thought we were going to have to share the pancake with him. I didn't know if they could eat it, but they took care of them all.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Frank, he loves the pancake, but what he loves most is the syrup that he puts on it. So he eats more syrup than I could probably eat in myself, but he loves that syrup. And he comes in and has his coffee and pancake, or coffee and oats. We make sure his seat's always open, so when he gets there, he has it. So, yeah, and they are pretty big, especially if you just get one.
Oh, yeah. It's huge, that's for sure. Billy Goat Hill, that's where we are today on Todd 1070, WEKT, and 92.1 FM. We'll come back and talk about some future plans for Billy Goat Hill as well.